The Lady Bombers began the evening with a 44-30 win over the Lady Goblins. It had been nearly a week and a half since Mountain Home last played, and in the first half, they were struggling to get their shots to fall from both the field and the line. Harrison had a three-point lead at halftime, but the tide turned in the second half as Lady Bombers took the lead and never looked back. Mountain Home went 9-for-10 from the charity stripe in the last two quarters, and they also dominated the boards during those two periods on their way to a 14-point win. Lake and Moore led the Lady Bombers with 17 points, and Jayla Yonkers and Livy Fossness each added 10. London Lee scored 12 points for the Lady Goblins. Mountain Home improves to 15-2 on the season and 1-0 in the 5A West. Harrison falls to 9-8 and 0-1. The Bombers came up just short in the boys' game as they were edged out by the Goblins 64-62. Harrison shot well from the floor in the first half and went into the locker room with a 10-point advantage at the break. Mountain Home made a comeback as they outscored the Goblins 21-13 in the third quarter. The Bombers took the lead as they hit 5 three-pointers in the final period before Harrison tied it back up. The game was knotted at 62, and the Goblins had the ball coming out of a timeout with 5.2 seconds left. The play resulted in Cole Cecil getting the ball on the low block and getting the basketball to fall 3 seconds later. After the Bombers called timeout, they attempted to inbound the ball on the ensuing play, but the pass was knocked away and Harrison got the steal to run out the clock. Mountain Home was led by Rhett Gilbert and Blaine Tate with 18 points each, and Ryder McLean chipped in 16. Ryder Scribner and Hayden Martin each had 17 points for the Goblins. Cecil recorded 16, and Jackson Kreiner finished with 10. The Bombers dropped to 10-7 on the year and 0-1 in the league. Harrison is now 14-4 and 1-0. Weather permitting, Mountain Home is scheduled to have its first road test of conference play on Friday with a trip to Russellville. In other 5A West boys action, Alma squeaked by Russellville 56-55, Farmington defeated Salem Springs 73-51, and Greenwood edged out Van Buren 43-41. In the girls' games, Alma topped Russellville 56-35, Farmington routed Salem Springs 79-32, and Greenwood pounded Van Buren 81-58. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.